KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, Charlie Bravo.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KVHCV, monitoring.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF. Good afternoon.
Hi, was that Ron?
Yes, this is Ron.
Okay, Ron. First time doing a communication. Yes. I'm testing the handy that I told you, the 209, the old Jaetsu. And I'm checking a power supply here also for a linear amplifier. So knowing with the 209, I don't know if the quality of the sound is good.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. There is a lot of background noise, so I don't know if it's in the radio or in the environment. where you're at, but there is a lot of background noise behind your signal.
Okay, I have the fan of the linear running close to me, probably this was the scenario.
Okay, yeah, I'm just getting out of work and headed home here. At least we did not get the rain, the amount of rain that they were saying for our area. Most of it, of the heavier stuff, went south of Flint in Detroit area and that. So it looks like we've pretty well dried out from the rains that we did get.
Yeah, yesterday night it was raining, not a lot, but during 2 hours, I was checking the new grain that I put in the garden, and it was working well, so, yeah, I didn't hear about where the song went, but I heard something in another repeater that was talking about the song. Okay, now I'm talking with the ST60. I don't know if the quality of the song is different. So, just with the rover, that antenna. So, I'm not sure if I'm reaching the repeater with enough strength on here.
Yeah, you're reaching the repeater just fine, so I can't, while I'm driving, I can't check the repeater voters. There is on the club's website, the KADAC.com website, there is a link on the right-hand side that says repeaters and nets. And when you go to that link, it'll bring up a web page that will show the various repeaters that are in the county. And at least for the Saginaw repeater, it'll show the Saginaw 147240 repeater. There is another link there that will bring up the voters. The voters are online so that you can see your signal strength, plus which one of the six receive sites your signal's coming in from. So how strong you are and how many of the different sites, so you can check your signal strength when you're talking to see exactly how well you're doing as far as that. But you're making it into the repeater. Like I said, there's just an awful lot of noise on the signal.
Okay, Ron. Now I changed to a quarter wave antenna. I put it over the fridge. I don't have yet the new antenna for to put outside, you know, so, but I'm testing how it works. First day that one of my friends lent me one HF equipment, what I did is to put the vacuum cleaner as an antenna. So it's good to try what with the things that we have and later check to do the improvements. Okay, now I have the quarter wave antenna with other linear lines, like basically with probably 4 watts or something like this.
Yeah, that antenna is much, much better. So that was a good clean signal on that one for most of it. So yeah, much better antenna on the repeater there. Like I said, no problem copying your signal there and your voice on that one. So that one's working fine.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay. I'm trying to connect the diversity of connectors and lighting braids.
Okay, if you switch back to a different antenna, that transmission was not as good. So, yeah, it's just sometimes, especially if you're using a handy talking HT in the house, especially if you're using it with the rubber antenna that comes with them, you're going to get different signal strengths and different quality of signal in different parts of the house. There's only certain parts of the house that I can get a signal out with my handy talkies. Usually if I stand in the back of the house near one of the windows and kind of pointing in the east direction toward where majority of the receive sites are located, I get into the repeater better with my handy talkies and just the rubber antenna.
Okay. Now I put the linear amplifier here. Is it better?
Yeah, that's a good signal there.
Okay. I have some protected power, but I'm not sure if it's the reading is 1.5. But anyway, it's working anyway. I'm with only 20 watts. Here, so and the antenna is over the fridge. So, but it's working. My wife is teaching the class in the other class in the other room, and I hope that she's not going to the air. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm just headed home here. I got some work to do around the house. That we are still working on some, Rick and I are working on some radio equipment things to test, and then we'll have our maybe some of it to show or whatever at the next club meeting, but that's coming up in just about a month here, and I have to get my reports done too for the club, the newsletters and that yet.
Okay, you're a person of multiple, how is the expression in English? Well, there is a, in Spanish, it's facetas, that is different things that you, okay, you wear a lot of hat. Really, it's a translation. After 25 years being here, but some words are still a bit good. Equivalent of some words difficult to remember. Okay, Ron, I will thank you for the QSO and hope to see you soon, and I give you so you can continue to your home.
KBAC, repeater side denied.
Here in, with my license in the U.S., the other license I had it for like, I don't know, 30 years or something like this, but this was in Argentina a long time ago. And later when I came to study, 1999 was really, all the money went to the university, so my equipment, I had to sell them. Well, I hope to see you again, and thank you for the USO.
All right, you have a good afternoon. And I'm just navigating the rest of my drive home here through traffic, and I'm getting closer to home. But, yeah, for me, I generally in the mobile rigs and the radios in the cars, I only run 5 watts. At home, I only run 5 watts unless I need to hit a more distant repeater. But all of the Saginaw repeaters, typically, if you're using either a mobile radio or a mobile at home, only take 5 watts to get in. The handy talkies, 5 watts will generally do it, not always inside of dwelling or inside a building, but outside most of the time 5 watts will get you into the main repeaters into the county as well. So it's kind of how we designed the system so that even somebody with just a handy talkie can still make contacts through the repeater. So 73, have a good day, and we'll talk to you again, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, this is Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Yellow Victor. Thank you very much and have a good day. Bye-bye.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.